Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This was Meg on Friday, okay?
So I'm traveling tonight. I'm leaving work early. One of my friends is coming with me. So we're going to drive into Maryland, and we're going to try to find his house. Oh, because this is annoying, but I have 3 addresses.
Oh, you don't even know where your dad lives?
Well, I thought I did, and I just wanted to make sure.
Right, some of you guys are going to need some backstory on this, but she has a hunch that she has a half-sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been out of touch with her dad for, what, about 10 or 12 years since her dad and her mom divorced, but her brother has a better relationship with the dad. So she's gotten some information recently from the brother and tidbits here and there, and then she also was noodling around on Facebook and found some pictures of this 12-year-old girl, and she thinks that that girl may be her half-sister that her dad's been hiding, because her hunch is that the woman her dad left her mom for is the mother of this new daughter. So he's sort of started this new life and kept her completely out of it. Their relationship hasn't been going on, but she now wants to get to the bottom of it. Does she have a half-sister that she's never known about? So her plan was a couple of weeks ago to go up there and shock him and surprise him. And a lot of listeners called in saying that was a good idea. It's your dad. Do what you want to do. And then other listeners called in saying, why don't you wait till Father's Day under the guise of, whoops, I'm just showing up and I'm here to wish you a happy Father's Day, and sort of go into it without all that information that she had dug around and just pretend like it was this innocent surprise.
Some of you guys were like real hardliners about it. Like, look, it's your dad.
Yeah.
You're entitled to go up there whenever you want.
Right.
You should have sort of an open door for you. So go and just say hey and see what happens. So that was the game plan going into the weekend. And Meg is back now. Hey, Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
Hold on a second, because so Wendy is wincing even before you tell us anything that happened.
Oh, you could just hear it in her voice. No, well, this was either going to go okay or it was just going to be really bad because you haven't spoken to your dad in a while.
Right.
Well, you had the 3 addresses, so which one turned out to be the right one?
Well, so my friend and I drove, just like we planned. We stayed at her parents' house, and then we drove into Maryland, and so we went to the 3 addresses, and one of them was an apartment complex, and one of them was in, like, an office park, and then one of them was, like a house, like a regular house, which is where I'd been sending all the cards for Christmas and birthdays and stuff.
Which one is the one that your brother gave you?
My brother gave me the apartment.
Okay.
And then the office is the one that came up when you Googled your dad's name.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So on Saturday, I called my dad and I said, "Hey, surprise! I'm in Maryland. Can I see you for Father's Day? Can I celebrate Father's Day with you?" And he said, "Sure."
Okay.
And he gave me directions to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, he took me to breakfast near the apartment, and it was really nice.
Was there anyone else at the apartment?
Oh, no, it was just him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was weird. And it was, like, sort of, like, dismal, but...
What did you guys talk about at breakfast?
Well, I like filled him in on, like, you know, my job and how I've been doing really well and, you know, that I have a boyfriend and, you know, so just like telling him about my life. And he was, I don't know if he was or he was acting it, but he was seemed really interested in my life, and it made me feel so nice. And it's,
what sounds weird, though? I mean, what?
Well, the apartment part of the whole thing is weird to me. Like, you go over to this apartment. I mean, is it decorated like a family lives there, or is it just some random apartment? Or, I mean, are there pictures of the family up?
I mean, like no. But it was furnished, so I don't know. I mean, so nothing came up about his wife. I get. I mean, it's his wife.
When you walk into somebody's apartment or their home, you have a feeling. I mean, you get a sense of what their life is all about. I mean, does he have pictures of you up? Were there pictures of his current wife up?
Were you wrong in your research? And he's not married.
Well, no, my brother told me he'd remarried. So I don't know. He didn't say anything about her, and I kept. You know, I did ask if he was dating, and he said no. I feel like a chicken that I didn't ask him, that I didn't just come out and ask him that I didn't just tell him the truth.
Did you ask him if he's been getting your cards and letters, if you hadn't been sending them to the apartment but to the other address instead?
He didn't say anything about it, but...
That would have been my first question.
What am I missing here? I mean, you drive all the way up to Maryland to get some answers, and then he brings you to some random apartment, and you don't start asking more questions?
I know. I'm sorry. I wish I had done it.
So you totally chickened out.
It was just so nice to have my dad, like, all to myself, and, like, under, like, you know... A sort of like a guise of a nice brunch, of a father-daughter brunch on Father's Day. I just, when it came right down to it, I didn't want to mess it up. It was nice to spend 4 or 5 hours with him.
Wow. Did you happen to say, like, hey, do you have another father's daughter's brunch coming up soon? Or nothing, zero?
Have you talked to your brother since the trip?
I haven't. I think he's the next person I need to talk to. I need some answers.
I missed the show Friday, so I feel a little out of the loop, but this all of this sounds so strange to me. Here's Ashley. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Do you think maybe he lives in the house and the apartment might be where he goes to cheat on his wife? And since his wife doesn't know about that daughter, he's like, hey, let's just have her meet me at the apartment.
Oh, geez. That sounds like a soap opera.
It does. Do people do that? They have apartments? Side apartments?
I mean, It happens.
Well, my thing is, I mean, or could it be more innocent to where he's just not married anymore?
Like, I was thinking that maybe, maybe he and his second wife split up or something, and he moved in there. I mean, what you know, most people, most like 50-somethings, like, live in a house.
Not if they're out of money.
But how does a dad not volunteer that information if that's such a big deal in his life? How does he not volunteer that information to his daughter?
Because she didn't know he was remarried in the first place. Because I'm confused about your relationship with him and your brother's relationship with him. And I don't know. I mean, you can't get the – we can't help you because our advice is to ask questions. And you didn't ask the questions. And I understand how you wanted to have that perfect bubble of father-daughter on Father's Day. But you can't be completely confused or disheartened because you didn't ask any questions.
Here's Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just calling. I just kind of been irritated all along. How come she has just never come out and asked her dad? I mean, it's her dad.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can speak to a little bit. You're always sort of like looking for, when you come from like dysfunctional backgrounds, that you're always looking for the approval of your parents. So in a lot of cases, you don't want to rock the boat at all. Like, you know the answers in your heart, but because you're always sort of looking for approval from your parents, you don't go down those roads, right, or they are just so dramatic that you get scared to do it. So I can empathize with her on that level. But at some point here, Meg, I mean, you went up there to get some closure, and you've got more questions now than you did before you took off. You got nothing.
Yeah.
That's a long drive to, I don't know. I'm just a little confused.
Maybe it's a baby step? I don't know. Jeanette, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Jen.
She said congratulations, Jen.
Oh, thanks.
Jen got
engaged. I just wanted to say, I could just so hear it in Meg's voice that she just wanted so badly to be with her father. And I think it's great that she just reestablished this relationship. And maybe the next time she goes up, which maybe soon, she should go soon, she could try to address some of those issues.
Now, yeah, how did y'all end the conversation? Did you make plans to see each other or keep in touch better?
He said he would call me soon, and I said I would call him, and I said that it was so nice to see him, and I have a birthday coming up. Maybe I'd come up again, but...
Wow, even your voice, the tone in your voice is different. I mean, Friday you were so much more confident. You're like, I'm going to ask him this. And
I've been in this situation before. You have to, if you're a new Burt Show listener, you have to realize everybody in this studio, with the exception of me, sort of comes from a healthy family. So when we have these dysfunctional family topics come up, everybody looks at the caller like they're so strange. But these are the ones that I can empathize with, because my relationship with my parents is so jacked up that there have been a million times where I've wanted to address my mom about something deep in our relationship, or my dad. And I'll get them on the phone and time comes to do it. And then I put it off. And then I put it off another week, and I put it off another month, and then 6 months, and then a year goes by. And before you know it, it's not that big a deal anymore, but it's still there in the back of your head.
But you have to know that the result of that is this confusion.
You never get closure on it until now. I have always inevitably brought the things up that I needed to, but it always takes longer than I wanted it to.
So you understand where she's...
I sort of understand, like, yeah, you know what, this is sort of a baby step now. At least I'm hanging out with them. It's an apartment. I don't need a lot of answers. At least there's something there. I get that part.
Like, she wasn't even moving on her own. Now at least she's crawling.
Yeah, there's a little something there.
So what's your advice to her? What's the next step for her, in your view?
Bert's like, I'll be totally fine until she's in her 40s. Bert's like, I've
go
seen
get
this.
Yourself a really good therapist. That's how I did it. I'd say it is baby steps. I mean, if this is what you could handle right now, then this is all you could handle right now. But inevitably, you're going to have to get some more answers. So maybe there's another baby step after this baby step.
Yeah. I hope so. I wish I had done it.
You sound beat up.
Yeah.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I had the same thing happen to me. My dad disowned me when I was 3, and when I was 18, I found him, and I Googled information about him and found out that I had a half-brother and a half-sister, and he had actually given me an address to an apartment complex, and I went and seen him, and there were no pictures up or anything, but it was furnished. But I just came out and asked him, and I told him, look, I have a different address for you, and I know that I have a half-brother, half-sister, and I just wanted to know the truth, and came out and asked him, and he told me the truth, and said that he just lives there part-time because of his work and stuff like that. But I think that she needs to just go out and ask him, because she needs that closure.
Did you ask him at the first meeting?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I am surprised you didn't ask him
about
that.
Because I was just, you know, I wanted to know if I had I think I had a right to know if I had a half-brother and half-sister, and they had a right to know me.
Sure.
Well, and you said that he left when you were 3. I mean, she had a relationship with him a lot longer than you did, so it's a more sensitive thing. You were basically talking to a stranger. She's talking to her dad that she's known as her dad.
But I think that she needs to just go out and ask him, because she needs that closure, because if not, then she's going to always wonder. And if she doesn't just go ahead and ask him, it's just going to be put off and put off.
Yeah. I get both sides of it, you know? Eventually, you're going to have to ask, but you got to get to a comfort level where you're with your dad where that's even possible.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling horrible today. You saw him?
I do.
You should be feeling great about it. And you got nothing at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Meg.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Jeez.
Happy Monday.
I know, right?
Wow.
Right after Father's Day, too. Well, Meg, keep in touch with us and let us know about this relationship and the baby steps you're taking in it, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, poor thing. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Good luck to you guys. Bye.
Why? What's happening
and
with us?
Poor thing.
What if she's
so beat up.
What do we need luck for? Why did she say that?
So
what's
sad.
Happening with us?
Wow.
She's struggling, man.
Poor thing.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.